casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. In other words, Peter is setting before you the situation that often arises. When we don't throw our cares God's direction, Satan uses them against us. And he is good at it. Don't hold on to your cares for too long, because the devil wants to use them against you. He wants to use them to distract you, to pull you down, pull you out of the kingdom. So Jesus says, watch out for those anxious thoughts, because they have a deadly potential. Its work is ever so slow and subtle. Our worries are the thorns that choke the word of faith in our lives, and it doesn't all happen in an instant. So what is the alternative? What is the answer? What is the better way to live? Well, first of all, Matthew chapter 6, verse 32, Jesus says, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. The things that you worry about, God knows you need them. He is the one who can provide. He is the one that nothing is impossible for him. And he knows you need those things. So Jesus says, when worry comes in, remind yourself that you have a Father who knows what's happening. I praise our Lord that he's a God who sees, that he's a God who understands the issues. He knows what's going on. Live your life based upon what God knows you need. God is more willing to provide for your needs than you realize. He who cares about the birds cares about you. Martin Luther once told a story about his favorite preacher. His words, I have one preacher I love better than any other. It is my little tame robin who preaches to me daily. I put his crumbs on my windowsill, especially at night. This little robin hops onto the sill when he wants his supply and takes as much as he desires to satisfy his needs. From thence, he always hops to a little tree close by and lifts up his voice to God and sings his carol of praise and gratitude. Then he tucks his head under his wings and goes fast asleep, to leave tomorrow to look after itself. That's Martin Luther's favorite preacher, a robin. If you are ever unsure as to whether God knows what you need and that he cares about the things that concern you, look at that preacher, the birds. Look at the lilies and how they grow. God gives such careful attention to these things, which often die without us even being aware. So he knows how to provide for you. And so in the morning when you rise, give him your worries for that day and have him take care of them. He's a responsible God. He's not a God who cannot see. He knows what unsettles the mind. Jesus knows the thing that disturb our thoughts and rob our peace. Jesus even hears the grumpy prayers we pray. And I praise God for that. Here's the second thought. Take no thought. In other words, you and I have a choice in the matter. Our minds will present before us that buffet, a series of thoughts on any given situation. Our minds will tell us, you know what, so-and-so didn't smile at you today, like I said before, because you are not a likable person. Our minds will go down those channels and we can say, you know what, I don't want any of what you're providing right now. I do not want to chew on that. Instead, I will dwell on something else. Let the mind dwell on the precious promises of God, for he knows what you need. He knows what you need. His word is capable of restoring those thoughts. His word is capable of giving you that peace that you're lacking. But most importantly, the last thought, seek first the kingdom of God. The word seek here doesn't mean to look for. It simply means to plan accordingly, Structure your lives according to his kingdom. Don't just look for God's kingdom. Plan your life according to what he desires. This is a way out of worry. The word seek reminds us that we ought to plan our lives around his kingdom. Never forget, in other words, your destination and plan properly for the trip. If heaven is the place that you're destined to go, then utilize all the tools that God provides for you so that you can live a happy life here. Our Father, when Jesus spoke of our prayers in Matthew chapter 6, he said, "In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." To these anxious people, he reminded them, "You have a Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name." Concern yourself with his kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our weekly bread. Is that what it says? Our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus was overthrowing a thought that the rabbis had. Their way of dealing with worry came within the sentiments of these words. Everyone, was what they taught, everyone who has a loaf in his basket and says, "What shall I eat tomorrow?" is one of little faith. Notice what the rabbis taught. If you already have a loaf in your basket and you worry about tomorrow, you don't have faith. They don't really think about or teach how we should conduct ourselves when the basket is empty. And so Jesus provides for that. Jesus is saying, even when the basket is empty, don't worry about tomorrow. Because there's a God who can provide. There's a God who pays close attention to every single thing you're facing, every single thing you're feeling. There's a God who can provide the bread that you don't have today. And he knows how to work miracles. It is not surprising then that Jesus fed the multitudes with bread. Those who were worried about their meal, those who were worried about their food, even though they had no plans, even though they had no provisions, all there was a little boy, 5 loaves, and 2 fish. And our Lord provided for the multitudes. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, the Bible says, at a time of celebration, when there is much to be worried about, Nehemiah encouraged the people of God. And he said to them, "Go your way. Eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord." Can you imagine if we view this day as holy to our Lord? Can you imagine if we live each day considering that each day belongs to our Lord? Nehemiah goes further, "Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." We can be happy in Christ. We don't always have to live our lives feasting on the anxious thoughts that are given to us each day. We can allow ourselves, by the power of God, to experience the joy that he provides. So, in his words, as we close, take no thought for tomorrow. There's enough trouble. There's enough trouble in today. Do not hoard your troubles by compacting your situation with the things in the future. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You know what? He is in tomorrow already. He knows what tomorrow will bring, and he already has a plan. So no need to worry about tomorrow. I don't know about you, but this is a moment for us to also give him our anxieties today and our worries about tomorrow. And I want to invite you to stand with me and pray as we surrender the things that are bothering us. Because Jesus is ready to give freedom to multitudes today as he gave freedom to the multitudes of yesterday. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. We pray that your kingdom will be a reality in our lives, and that your will be done in our lives here as it is being done in heaven. Father, today is one day, and you have been so gracious enough to give us today. But often our todays are troubled by the worries and cares that we have about our tomorrow. Father, we want to take you at your word. And so today, those anxious thoughts we want to surrender to you, asking you, dear Lord, to work on tomorrow. And we will wait upon you. We pray, dear Father, that you may give us precious victories in our lives. These anxious thoughts that plague us, that we've been so accustomed to running to. We pray, Lord, that you may give us the joy of the Lord so that we may be strong enough to say, you know what? I'm not going to dwell on that today. Help us to think and focus on our present duties, and help us to seek first your kingdom is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let everyone say, amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Jermaine Gale, pastor of the East Lansing University and Lansing Spanish Seventh-day Adventist Churches. If you enjoyed this sermon, why not visit one of his churches this coming Sabbath or a church near you listed on strongtowerradio.org. You will find the East Lansing University Church at 504 Ann Street in East Lansing, Michigan, and their church service begins at 11:20 a.m. Or visit the Lansing Spanish Church located at 111 North Magnolia Avenue in Lansing, Michigan, and their church service begins at 11:30 a.m. This program is a Strong Tower Radio production.